Chapter 4, Where to Find Quality Single Men. The two questions I get asked most often by women who want to get back into the dating world are, where do you begin? And where to find single quality men? Where do you begin? You begin with the same formula: decision, plan, action. First, decide if you want to get back into the dating world. Once you've decided, plan on how to start dating again. It's been a long time for you, so a whole new set of issues and insecurities will surface. All your false beliefs about yourself and dating will kick in. You will question your wardrobe and what to wear. You will wonder what you'll talk about or where you'll go on that first date. You will find numerous ways to sabotage yourself. Don't go that route. Ask a trusted friend for help or seek coaching. There are men all around us, all the time, and meeting them isn't as difficult as you think. Start by being aware of them. Once you make it a point of noticing men, you'll realize that they're everywhere you are. Men come in every size and shape: tall, short, young, old, average, good-looking, not so good looking, etc. Notice the men at the supermarket, at the bank, at the local coffee shop. They're out there doing the same things you do when you go about your life. Break the habit of hiding in your own little world and look at your surroundings. Notice people. Make eye contact with them. I've been guilty of not noticing people, and I have worked hard at changing it. After all, I can't ask my coaching clients to do the things I haven't tried myself first. I have forced myself to do this until I got comfortable doing it. I smile at everyone I encounter. I engage in conversations with strangers at every opportunity. Most of the time, it was in passing. But I'd like to think that in some small way, I may have brightened the other person's day. My mission is to be joyful every day. I believe a moment of kindness towards someone will produce more kindness passed on to yet another person and another and another. My motto is, practice on everyone you meet. So get comfortable making eye contact. Smile at everyone as you go about your daily business. Not only at men, but also at women, children, teenagers. Practice until you're comfortable doing this activity. Talk to people. Engage in casual conversation. One of my favorite places to engage with men is in the produce department in supermarkets or while standing in line. Look at the man behind you. Start a conversation about the long wait, the weather, whatever comes to mind. Tell him you like his tie or his shoes. Men love to know that you've noticed their shoes. You'll make his day. You've noticed him. He'll think, what a lovely woman. There is so much mileage to be had in a brief conversation with another person. You've acknowledged him, and you made him feel good. Become aware of how many men you encounter every time you leave your house. Don't judge them. They're people, just like you. You may do this hundreds of times before one day an attractive man will ask you how he could see you again or will invite you to have coffee with him. That's how it works. You have to make yourself noticed. For years you've been making yourself invisible, and then you wonder why you don't meet anyone or get approached by men. Older men have the same insecurities women do. They have had years of rejections, and rejections are what men fear the most. We don't make it easy for them. We don't make ourselves approachable. Get comfortable with making eye contact, smiling, and engaging in a friendly conversation. Then look for specific places where you can practice meeting men, places where most people are friendly and talking is easy. Church is one of such places. Most churches have volunteering positions. I like being a greeter or a hospitality volunteer. Try it. As a greeter or a hospitality volunteer, you get to greet and to extend a welcome to everyone coming into church that day. If it's someone new, you can introduce them to another church member. Then later ask them if they'll be back. Many churches have single groups and workshops that you can attend. Don't be shy. Don't just talk to other women. Talk to men, and do so without judgment. Make it a habit of making other people feel good. If you don't belong to a church, the gym is another good place to meet new men. You can always ask some attractive man to show you how to do a particular exercise correctly. Men love to help women. Hear me again, men love to help women. Ask, ask, ask. What are your hobbies? There are groups and clubs for just about every interest you could have. Cooking classes, wine tasting parties, reading groups. Dance clubs often have an hour where they teach you to dance. When the dancing begins, you'll more than likely meet a man who will be your dancing partner, and you can dance the night away. Another great place to meet people is a sushi bar. Everyone talks at sushi bars. If you don't eat sushi, order a green salad, and nobody will notice. I've heard of singles potluck dinners in private residences where every invited lady must come with a single man she's not dating so he could meet other single women. Senior housing developments are a great place to arrange single-only events and activities. Not everyone who lives in these types of communities is married. I've suggested you the places that most people are comfortable going to alone. If you don't feel comfortable going alone, go with a girlfriend. But if you don't have a girlfriend to go with, don't let it stop you. Put yourself out there. Stop being invisible. Be noticed. Get comfortable with being seen. Soon it will become your second nature, and you'll find yourself enjoying it. There are numerous online dating sites to choose from. They provide an excellent way to meet many single men who are looking for the same things you're looking for. Online dating is not for everyone, but if you're open to trying it, it might be the right option for you. Statistics show that 33% of married couples have met online. I don't recommend it unless you first learn how to be effective in online dating and how to keep yourself safe. It's critical that you keep yourself safe. Make your profile upbeat and positive. Avoid telling your life story and describe yourself in 150 words or less. Get creative with your profile name. Make it fun, attention-grabbing, and flirty. Great photos are a must. Keep them classy and dignified. 3 to 5 photos are a good number to post. Include 1 very good close-up, 1 head-and-shoulder shot, a full-length shot of yourself wearing a dress or skirt and heels. Choose an attractive, neutral background, possibly a garden or a beautiful public building. Avoid photos of you and your pets, silly selfies, bathing suit shots, drinking party shots, and photos where you wear sunglasses. Include a photo wearing casual, sporty clothes and a photo of you and your passion. Is it golf? Biking? Horseback riding? Or maybe it's a shot next to a boat, if you like boating. A photo like that is a conversation opener. When dressing for the photo, wear clothes of solid color. Red or blue are always good. Avoid tops that are buttoned up to your chin or cut so low your cleavage is visible. Most importantly, wear your best smile. Don't be afraid to initiate contact with someone you might like to know more about. Find something in that profile or picture to open the conversation with. Make a comment about what has caught your attention or ask a question. If he's interested in looking at your profile, he'll respond. If a dialogue begins between you and someone you've connected with, keep emailing him, but no more than 3 times. After 3 emails, suggest a phone conversation. If there is resistance from him, he may be looking for an email relationship, and you'll want to cut that off. He more than likely won't move on to the next level to eventually meet you. Some women have told me they use a prepaid mobile phone for online dating to avoid using their private phones. It's a great safety precaution. I can't stress enough how important it is that you use caution when meeting your online date for the first time. Always meet in a public place and during daylight hours. You know nothing about the person you're meeting, and you want to keep yourself safe above all else. As with any first date, I encourage you to keep your time short. If there is no interest, you can bail out quickly. If there is an interest, keep it under an hour. Leave him wanting to know more about you and arrange to see him again. Look up old classmates. I've known some men and women who have reconnected with a classmate and got married. Look for them on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Many of your classmates are single or widowers. Reach out. Connect with them again. Do this with both men and women. I've attended all my class reunions, and at the last reunion, I was surprised at how many of the men were widowers. They were lonely and open to reconnect with someone they know. Attend male-oriented events. Happy hours for professionals such as lawyers or executives. Hang out at sports bars if you like sports. Go golfing. I recommend the driving range. If you're not a golfer, check out the clubhouse. Try to select a few activities that are opposite your interests. After all, opposites attract. It may be something some men can teach you or educate you about. If you like water, look into boating activities offered in your area. Many cruise lines offer single cruises. Years ago, I went on a singles cruise with my cousin, and I don't remember the last time when I've had more fun. We made friends she and I are still in touch with. I've saved my best advice for last. We all have our own built-in matchmaker. Let your sphere of influence become your matchmakers. Tell everyone you know that you want to get back into the dating world. Let them know you're open to being introduced to someone they think might be of interest. Tell your family, your relatives, and all your friends. Don't be shy about this. What I like about this method is that you'll be meeting someone who has been approved and liked by someone you know. Whoever is going to introduce you can tell you what they know about that person and tell the other person about you. You'll be coming together already knowing something about each other. People who know you won't be introducing you to someone they don't approve of and they don't already like. They want you to make a connection. They want to take credit and responsibility for making a perfect match. If you tell enough people that you're open to dating, you could have dates booked for a month ahead. Use every opportunity to get yourself out there. You never know when and where the one will show up. Many men have told me that they like to approach women who are open and aware of their surroundings. If the women appear shut off in the world, the men will move on. I know you have questions. You're getting nervous. You haven't dated in years, or maybe you've been out there dating with no luck in finding what you want. Don't worry. I've got you covered. In the next chapter, we're going to talk about relationship mistakes you don't ever want to repeat.